podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
G'day, I'm James, and welcome to the Australian Opinion on Formula One here at the Lakeside Drive F1 podcast. In this episode, I keep you company on your way to the Australian Grand Prix. And I'm joined by you, wherever you're listening. If you're sitting in a tram, on your way to the circuit, or you're in a car, or on a train, or even if you're completely in a different place anywhere in the world, it is great to have you company. And I have to tell you, it is so exciting that Formula One is back in Melbourne at the Australian Grand Prix. And it's been a wild couple of days already. I've been at the track Thursday and Friday. It's Saturday morning. I can currently hear Formula 3 cars in the distance. It is raining. What an absolute time. It is going to be an incredibly interesting day today and tomorrow. So here are a couple of points for you to think about on your way to the circuit, if that's what you're doing, or if you're just sitting anywhere else in the world. It is great to be back in Melbourne, as I said. On Thursday, we had 60,832 people. And yesterday, Friday, was 122,927 people, 10,000 more than the record that was set for Friday last year in 2022. And you can feel it. When you're at the circuit, it is just heaving with people. So my advice is just take it easy. Give yourself plenty of time. You'll have to wait at a lot of crossing points, especially in the middle of the circuit with Porsche Carrera GT3 cars crossing around the place and trying to get it out of their pits to the main circuit, and plenty of other action going on. So just be patient. Take some deep breaths. And make sure you are prepared properly for what will be a lot of walking, probably in some mud today, maybe not so much tomorrow, and lots of sunscreen because, yes, the sun does burn down here. Let's turn our attention to track, though, for Formula One, because no one really had an opportunity to look quick in FP1 and FP2, and that's because they were interrupted sessions. FP1 was interrupted because there was a GPS tracking issue, so cars couldn't see, or drivers, I should say, weren't able to know when other cars were approaching because the teams couldn't see them on the live data. So that had to all be reset, which took a bit of time before. It was only about 10 or 15 minutes worth of practice one that we got in after that. And for FP2, the rain started coming. And whilst Fernando Alonso topped the timing sheets before the rain arrived, it just caused havoc for drivers and teams because they weren't able to get tyre data out of these two sessions, which is what you should mainly do on a Friday. Today's free practice session, free practice 3, is good, but the drivers are more focused on qualifying. So less data for the teams, but I mean, that's not such a bad thing because I think they're all really on the same page. F3 and Formula 2 on track. Oh, I gotta say, it is bloody amazing and very, very exciting. It was an opportunity to check out the F3 and F2 cars in the paddocks for them. It's a lot closer to the public than trying to get into the F1 paddock. So if you are heading to the circuit, can I please encourage you to go and check out these F2 cars? Mechanics are wheeling them out for everyone to go and have a look and ask questions on all the rest of it. It is a great vibe to do that, and they look fantastic on track. And without any surprise to anyone, the F3 cars are mighty fast, faster than that bloody S5000 stuff that allegedly we had here last year, which really sucked, to be honest. But anyway, it's good to see them in those junior series here. It also means there's more drivers, which is fantastic for us to engage with in the F2 paddock and in the F3 paddock as well. Well, it is raining today. It looks like it's going to be somewhat sunny tomorrow, but we never know what Melbourne is going to do. The rain tried its best to stay away from Albert Park for Thursday and Friday, but it did end up coming down pretty heavily towards the end of yesterday on Friday. So, yes, prepare for some wet weather on-track action, potentially a wet qualifying and maybe a dry race. It's going to be interesting then to see which kind of team that is going to suit, although Red Bull probably will walk away with it. It is, we all know, rather, that Fernando Alonso loves a bit of a wet track. Cast your minds back to Canada last year, where he was an absolute ace in qualifying then. And finally, well, Danny Ric is back. He's back in Red Bull gear. I saw him yesterday as he drove past in a golf cart, And he does look a lot happier. He looks a lot more relaxed than he has had in previous times, and that's because he's not driving a Formula One car this weekend. But what that does mean, though, is that he has said that the hunger to be back on the grid has already returned. And remember, he wanted to give himself a bit of a break before really making that decision. But it was some really interesting comments from Christian Horner. He said that he didn't recognize DR upon his return after he picked up, inverted commas, habits at other teams, to a point where I think at one point he turned to Zach Brown and said, "I'm not sure what you did with him," which we all know what he did with him. But he said he's only 10 minutes away from being ready to race in that Red Bull machine, which is an interesting comment considering DR has been out for the first two races. He's now here. He's started to be part of the Red Bull team. And of course, he's doing so much in the way of activations and fans, seeing all fans and everything else as much as he could over this weekend. I am not surprised that he's hungry to be back in this Formula One car. But these are just some quick points to be thinking about as you make your way to the Grand Prix. So I hope you have a fantastic day if you're heading to the track. If you're not heading to the track, you can watch Free Practice 3 and qualifying in this afternoon and this evening. We will be heading to a venue in South Melbourne. If you want to find that out where we're going to have some beers, the three boys, Tommy T. Campy and myself, you can head to our Discord server and find in the AusGP meetup thread there. Well, it's great to chat to you. We've got so much more to come, including a qualifying review episode this afternoon. And of course, our race review on Monday, which we can't wait to do as well. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the show, leave a rating or review if you enjoyed it. And of course, if you haven't yet, just pop back. Listen to that little short chat that I managed to have with Valtteri Bottas, because that has been an incredible thing for us. It was great for me, brilliant to meet him. And there's one thing I can say, go Valtteri for this weekend.
Sports Social Podcast Network.